But the theme is growth, isn't it? It's Christian growth. It's applying that wisdom and knowledge to our Christian lives and growing in our walk and our faith for the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember last week at the beginning of the chapter, what did he say as he was talking about the church here? That they had this assurance, they had this understanding, they had this acknowledgement of the mysteries of God, and that we were reminded where all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hid. Amen? In Jesus Christ, in His Word. So we carry on this evening in verse 4. It says, "This I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." So he's encouraging the church of Colossae about the steadfastness of their faith. And that's our title tonight, the steadfastness of your faith. Lord, I pray you'd open our hearts to your precious word and we would grow through its power tonight. We'd listen and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, and you would guide us in your truth, that you would speak, and that you would be glorified. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So he's encouraging them about the steadfastness of their faith, and he gives some of those ingredients. God wants this for every Christian. Amen. He wants us to be steadfast, right? That's 1 Corinthians 15:58. Everybody knows that one by heart, probably. Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be, does anybody have that memorized besides me? Steadfast, amen. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know the labor is not in vain in the Lord. So God wants our faith to be steadfast. And these Christians here at Colossae, he is saying, it's been a blessing to hear about the steadfastness of your faith. Who's he talking to? He's only talking to Christians. Amen. Notice verse 6, as you have therefore received. Only those who have received Jesus even have faith, the truth of Jesus Christ, the gospel. And of course, the Bible says as many as received him, right? John 1:12, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He that hath the Son, right? 1 John 5:12, hath life. He that hath not Son of God hath not life. So if you're born again, you've received Christ. And that's what he's talking about. Remember, this was one of the mysteries that he mentioned in chapter 1, was Christ in you, the hope of glory. Remember when he talked about some of the mysteries? One of them is that we are indwelt by God himself in the person of the Holy Ghost. And that's what he means when he says you've received Christ. So what does he want? If our faith is going to be steadfast, if it's going to keep growing, what does he want? The first thing he wants, verse 6, is that we walk in him. Amen. And we talked about this at family camp, but our walk is to be in Christ. Now, that's tough to do in this world, isn't it? But we have the Holy Spirit and we're commanded to walk in the Spirit, aren't we? Let's look at that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. We are commanded to have a walk that is led by God, the Holy Spirit of God. Galatians 5:16. "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Amen? It can't be both. It's one or the other. You're either walking in the Spirit or you're walking in the flesh. Look down at verse 25. "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Amen? And of course, Galatians 2:20, most of you know that. "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." Amen? "Who loved me and gave himself for me." In other words, now my life is about Jesus and it's being led by him. So if our faith is going to be steadfast, if our faith is going to continue to grow as this whole book is about, we have to walk in him. That's where it begins. We have to give our day to him, and we have to consult him, and we have to walk in him throughout the day. And God promised us, if we will walk in the Spirit, what? we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if we do fulfill the lust of the flesh, we're not walking in the Spirit. That's first thing. And then the second thing, verse 7, rooted in Him. That means to be grounded. Look at chapter 123, where we looked at a couple of weeks ago, and there in Colossians, he says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. It's God's will that every Christian be grounded and settled in Jesus Christ. And if our faith is going to be steadfast, we've got to be grounded. We've got to be rooted in Him. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, we looked at this Sunday morning, shall flourish in the courts of our God. He wants us to be planted. He wants us to be grounded in Jesus Christ. If we will, look at Ephesians 4:14, we will grow. Amen. And it's always God's will that His children grow. Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We are not to be children anymore. We're to grow up. So God says we need to walk in Him and we need to be rooted in Him. And verse 7, we need to be built up in Him. Built up in Him. Look at Jude verse 20, if you would. This is how our faith will be steadfast, is if we will walk in Him, be rooted in Him, and be built up in Him. So we've got to have the roots first, right? We've got to have the foundation before we build the building. We know that's how it works. If you don't have a foundation, the building's going to fall over. Our foundation, right, rooted in Him, it's in Jesus Christ. And we are a building of God, and we're to keep growing. God is going to keep building that building. Look at Jude 20. Be ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. At the end of 2 Peter, what does it say? Grow. Right? Grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what God wants. He wants us to be rooted, and then He wants us to be building up, growing in Him. He's ultimately continuing to work in our lives, Romans 8:29, that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. He is working in our lives to make us more and more like Christ. So God wants us, our faith, to be steadfast. Amen? And He says, I'm very pleased with the steadfastness of your faith, you Christians at Colossae. Walk in Him. Be rooted in Him. Be built up in Him. And what's He saying, verse 7? Established in the faith. Established in the faith as you have been taught. Back in verse 23 of chapter 1 again, look what He says. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you've heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Be not moved away, but be established in the faith. We've looked at that phrase before, the faith. It was in Galatians. What does it mean? It means the all-encompassing faith in Jesus Christ. It's the embodiment of the truths in God's Word, the doctrines, the faith. We're to be established in the faith. How does God do this? Well, sometimes He uses trials. Look at 1 Peter 5:10 and we'll see this. We grow most through testing, as we've seen before. We grow, as Job said, become more like gold. When ye try me, I shall come forth as gold. But 1 Peter 5:10, look what it says. The God of all grace, who hath called you into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. After that ye've suffered a while. God wants us to be established. Look at Hebrews 13, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. Where God says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. So God's will is that our faith be steadfast. And that will only happen if we keep walking in Him, if we're rooted in Him, if we're built up in Him, and if we're established in the faith. And you know what will happen if we do those things? Tanya mentioned it in her testimony tonight. Look at the last of verse 7. Abounding therein with what? A growing Christian is a thankful Christian. Yes, it's commanded, but I believe that if we are grounded and we're rooted and settled and we're being built up in Jesus Christ, thanksgiving will be natural because we're growing. And as we're growing, we're just more thankful for all the things God has done for us. But he tells us what to be thankful for. Ephesians 5:20, if you want to turn there. Most of you know what we're to be thankful for. God gives us a list here. It's a very short list. Giving thanks always for all things. There it is. Yes, what about trials? Yep, we're to be thankful for trials. What about when someone attacks us? What about when we're persecuted? Yep, we're to be thankful. Giving thanks always for all things. Right? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks. Everything. Give thanks. And again, I believe that will be a natural outgrowth of a faith that's steadfast, is a Christian that is filled with gratitude. So this is God's will for every Christian. Paul here commending the Christians of Colossae, saying, I've beheld the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. God wants the same for us. And if we will walk in Him and be rooted in Him and be built up in Him, established in the faith, that's exactly what will happen. Is we will have a faith that's steadfast. And we will naturally be filled with gratitude. We can't help it. Because as you grow, you become more aware of all that God has done for us. Amen. More aware of all the things He did for us the day we got saved. All the wonderful truths of salvation, like justification and redemption and sanctification and future glorification, heaven and so forth. The more that we grow, the more we become aware of all these things that God does and is for us, and therefore we're naturally filled with gratitude. I like it that he finished that abounding therein, there in verse 7, with thanksgiving. So God's will that we, like this church, are steadfast in our faith. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this short study here in Colossians 2 and just you reminded us tonight, Lord, that you want our faith to keep growing, that you want us to be grounded, Lord, and walking in Christ and being built up in Christ, Lord, and to live a life that's established in a life of gratitude. May that be us, Lord. May we not just assent to these truths, but may we live them, Lord, that this might be true for our walk too. We love you. We thank you for speaking to our hearts in Jesus' name.